Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I'm your host, Rasaki Mascani, and on the panel this evening, we have Ernest McBride Jr., Professor Amin Ra, Brother Amin. We have Sister Making It Happen. We have Dr. Sharita, Brother Mashinda, and Brother Ahi. This evening, our guest is one of our team members, Linda Shorter. And Linda Shorter has been with us almost the whole time, almost the whole 5 years, and been doing a great job with getting us guests and participating in many shows. And I just appreciate all of her great efforts. And tonight, our topic is self-care while maintaining a comfortable lifestyle with the help of Black inventors. Welcome, Linda, and you can get started with your presentation.
Okay, and thank you, brother. Thank you. And that's very important because it's self-care, because yes, we're into 2026, but it's important that we all do self-care on ourselves before looking out for anybody else. We new year, new opportunity. So I asked the question again, how many of us taking care of ourselves? We're taking care of everybody else. We as mothers, aunts, some of us are family members, not just children. And again, I'm going to say that again. We care for our family members, our wives, our husbands, children and adults. But how many of us taking the time every day with self-care? And I titled it because we got to live comfortable. Yes, we're in 2026, but we got to keep living comfortable. But it starts with self-care. Many people do not realize Black inventors are at the root of it. Of when we take care of ourselves and everybody else, is Black inventors who are the root, because Black people are the root of everything. But the Black inventors are who I focus on all the time. And before we got started, Rasa Key mentioned that he had to get him an ink pen. And you see a pen right here on the screen, the very first slide. And there's a purpose for me putting that there. Because if you want to take some notes, and I will say a lot, and you might want to write it down because it's a lot of information to retain, but everything is a part of our history of who we are as Black people. And I start again with the ink pen, P-E-N, because the reason why I do this, the P is to preserve our true history as Black people. The E-N pen is to empower ourselves and each other, especially our children. And the N, the letter N, in it is needed if you need solutions. And I will repeat that again. The P is for preserving our true history as Black people. E is to empower ourselves and especially our youth or our children. And the N is for needed solutions that we have in life when we're doing self-care or anything. So again, the fountain pen, as you see the very first slide, and I'm using my pointer, it is a fountain pen. Now we call them ink pens, but it was William Purvis, a Black man, who invented the very first pen, ink pen, which was called a fountain pen back in the 1800s. And now we have all types of pens. We got Sharpies and everything. But somebody had to invent the first one. And when I say invented, I mean they got a U.S. patent on it. You do not see the patent number on these slides, but if you go to my website or any of my books, you'll see the patent number and the inventor's name and his picture. So I will try to show you as much as I can tonight, but it was thousands of inventors and thousands of inventions that have impacted all our lives to make us have a safer, more comfortable life and help ourselves. Now, the next thing you see is a bottle of water. And many of us say, well, you know, God made water. And my mom used to tell me it all the time when I would show her, tell her, but no, it was AWG, which is atmospheric water generators. This is water today. A Black man named Moses West, his picture will come up soon. He invented he's a biologist, a chemist, and an engineer. And this bottled water that he invented, this whole process of inventing water from thin air, is healthy water. Yes, we know spring water that we need to be drinking every single day. If we want to have self-care of ourselves to help somebody else, drink your water. And this AWG water is available today. Not that I'm selling it for him, but I want you to know it was a black man who invented this. And you probably heard about this water because remember when China had that drought back in the 60s over the country of China? That's when they called in Moses West and his team, and he came up with this atmospheric water generator. And that's why they saved the whole country and bring it to the United States. Remember when Flint, Michigan had that drought, the water was tainted all throughout Flint, Michigan back in the early 70s?
Yes.
It was Moses West, and they brought him in, and that's how the government of Flint, Michigan supplied every household, every resident with water through the atmospheric water generator. So yes, God made regular water that we know of, but this is made through the air. So God made Moses West, and he made this atmospheric water generator. And they're available today everywhere in the United States in all these businesses. So you can get one in your home if you want to. But remember, it was a black man who invented that. And it's still going today. And again, his name is Moses West. And I'm going to keep moving on because I got a lot of slides. And after each one of them, if you have any questions or thoughts, please, because I want you to interact with me and ask me questions. Because we all grow, we all learn and keep moving, learning from each other. Okay. Okay, I started with the pen. And we already talked that down. I said, write it down. And I'm just reminding you again, write it down or jot down anything you want to ask me afterwards, because I'm going to be sending out a survey to you to give me feedback. So write down any questions or any notes you have so you can remember this. Now, at the very bottom of the screen, because you all know I'm in Florida, and we walk around all the time with flip-flops on and sandals. But guess what? Jan Masler, another black man, invented the very first shoe-lasting machine. And a lot of us probably know that. So
Yes,
now you got all kind of shoes. You got Nikes, you got all these slippers, you have sneakers and everything. Cute shoes, heels, but somebody had to invent the very first shoe. And again, his name was Jan Masler, another black man, the very first shoe-lasting machine. Now, I'm talking about self-care because I need to go back and forth. And I will say that back about the shoes. Make sure you wear your shoes outside because here in Florida, you know, we walk around barefoot all the time. But self-care, wear your shoes. And I put on this screen here, self-love is through self-care. It's all about self-love and loving yourself before you can help somebody else. Help yourself.
Sister
And of
Linda.
course, the very down here at the bottom, you see the light bulb. And many of us know about the light bulb, but many of us who grew up in Florida, and probably some of you who grew up, you heard of Thomas Edison. But how many of us know it was Louis Latimer, another black man who invented the filament? Like you see this yellow light bulb, the filament inside the bulb. That's why we have lights today, a black man, Louis Latimer. And it's all about self-care again. And the reason why I'm saying that is, you know, if you reading in the reading and looking at TV, turn on your lights.
Sister
You know,
Linda,
yes.
we have a question.
Yes.
It says, it's from Brother Amin. He said, how can we reach out to Brother Moses? He's interested in this technology. Or do you
Oh,
have
sure.
any information on that?
Oh, yes, I do. AWG.org, or just Google it. Atmospheric water generator. But if you want to personally talk with him, I can send you his email address. It's not on the website, but the AWG website is available. And all the big and I mean, thanks for that question. Yeah, because I know he's a chef. I mean, a gourmet chef, and all his food and everything he makes, of course, is organic. And also, and I know I got sidetracked, but thanks for that question, I mean. And just if you email me, because I'm going to give you my email address, I'll send you his information. You see on here a stethoscope. Now, you know, because a lot of us go to the doctor, but I know because my uncle, He will not go to the doctor. He said no. And I know a lot of men are like that. And they wait to the last minute. I think it's a man thing, but everybody should go to a doctor, a PCP, a health practitioner. But I guarantee you, a nurse, everybody, they all have a stethoscope. Whoever is a medical professional. But I guarantee you, how many of us know it was a black man? His name was Thomas Carrington, invented the very first stethoscope. It's all about self-care. And every time I go to the doctor, I always ask them that question. Even when I go to the physical therapist, I say, who do you know who invented the stethoscope? And everybody, a lot of them heard the name, but they did until I tell them. And I never waste time and waste my visits with them. And I start asking them questions because then they're asking me. So I said, well, I need to ask you, do you two to take that Hippocratic oath? And all the way back, we all did Imhotep. So it goes all the way back through the medical history that black men were always here, black men and women, and again the stethoscope. So I'm not a medical person and don't want to be one, but please get you a checkup. That's how you talk about self-care. Get your checkups every year. And then also I'm getting off of just the medical because we're talking about self-care. So it's not just medical stuff. It's not just the water and everything. We can still help ourselves. And I put it in the screen. We can all use a little help right at our fingertips. Yeah, we talked about the light bulb, talked about getting your health together if you can and when you can to help somebody else. And right there at your fingertips, take some time for yourself and just self-care. And I guarantee all of you have one of these in your office or your home. But you may be a little surprised right here. This man here, Joseph N. Jackson. How many of us have a remote control TV for our TV? Well, this black man here on this picture, we need to thank him for the remote control. And that you're talking about self-care. You just turn on your TV. And when I was growing up, you had to go to the get up and flick the channels. And I know you're a little bit younger, but we didn't have remote controls back then. That's when our TV used to go off at 12 o'clock at night. But we would always have to keep getting up as tired as you are. Now you have a remote control. Thank God for Joseph N. Jackson, who invented the very first remote control. Now everybody has one. I guarantee it's right there, probably next to you, wherever your TV or by your bed or your dresser. But next time you turn on your remote control, think of black man, Joseph N. Jackson. That is about self-care. Save you some time and energy. And then self-care, of course, through personal hygiene. This is a whole nother area of medical. Plus, you're taking care of who you are to help somebody else. Now, it's icky for me to talk about, but it's a reality. We all have to go to the bathroom, which is just nasty. But where I grew up in Florida, when I was a little girl, even my dad, he would take us to where he grew up. They had outhouses, or you had to go outside to go to the bathroom, which was crazy, but it was real. And today, everybody should have a toilet in your house. Back then, they were called chamber commodes, and now, of course, they're called toilets. And his picture's not up here, but his name is Thomas Elkins. That's who invented the very first chamber commode. And again, now everybody, if you don't have a toilet, please get one. But down at the bottom, when I'm speaking to children, especially, I always give them a trick question. I say, raise your hand if you don't use this item. And what this is, it's called soap. And years ago, George Washington Carver, probably all of us heard of George Washington Carver, remember, who invented over 300 items from the peanut, the sweet potato, or the soybean. He was a biology teacher. He was a chemist. He invented the very first lye soap. LYE is what they called it back then. And now we have all kind of soaps and even have liquid soaps. But it's all about personal hygiene and self-care. Now, more modernized invention under personal hygiene, many of you or know somebody who's used cortisone, and that's for your aches or on your bones and your muscles, but it helps. And it was a black man, Percy Julian, who invented the cortisone, and now you got all these different brands, but that was one of the first, what was actually the very first patent invention of the cortisone was Percy Julian. And America was so honored and inspired by what Percy Julian did. You've probably seen his picture before because he was one of the first inventors on the stamp. It was a 29-cent US postage stamp back then. And I was always collecting stamps since I've been in high school, so I still have that stamp. I don't know if it's worth any money now, but Percy Julian is one of the six black inventors on postage stamps today. I'm sorry, it was 29 cents. And then to the right here, still talking about personal hygiene and self-care. And this picture, you may kind of understand what it is, but I guarantee if you go to a doctor, men and women, you have to have an X-ray. How many of us know it was a black man who invented the spectrometer that goes inside of the X-ray machine? That's how they do the X-rays today. So we got to be thankful to him. And a side note is get your X-rays done. Women with the mammograms, men, I think for prostate cancer, but we all have to go through the X-rays for our personal health, because again, it's all about being healthy and as most much as possible, how we can self-care, because so we can help somebody else who helps if we help ourselves. Okay, any questions before I go to the next slide?
Did you
Okay.
want me to go around the panel?
It's up to you.
I can.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with Ernest.
Yeah,
You have
that
any
last
questions?
individual that you was that J.B. Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and also again, you will not see the patent numbers on here, but they are in all my books. And now that I have a course of a Black Inventors course, that all the invention, all the patent numbers, because my brother Reggie always tell me I have to put the numbers on his, because people question me, and so they are every patent number is written, and you can pull it up, also Google it. But you're correct, yes. Okay, now and these are some inventions in the home, and again, this is all
Linda,
about self-care.
Linda,
Yes.
I was going to go to more of the people on the panel.
Okay.
Let's go, Brother Ahi. Any questions so far?
No, just that when the city of Flint, the governor of Michigan changed the water from the Detroit water system to the Flint River. That was in 2016. That was around 2016, not in the 70s.
Thank you, 2006. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that too, Rick. And in fact, Reggie Davison was the person that led that. And he's so that I don't remember the year, but his name was Reggie Davison, and he's the one who worked with the government, who actually why they had they started using the water with AWG. And thanks for reminding me about that date. Now
No
back to the.
problem.
Okay, back to the slides.
I'm sorry, can I ask a question?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hey, sister, greetings, everyone. So thank you for mentioning that, because when you mentioned the Flint, I kind of wasn't sure if there was a history of, water issues there. Maybe there was an earlier time where there was another type of a problem, and that's what you were talking about. So I wasn't quite sure. So if there was two different incidents where Flint was having water issues, and that's when AW came in. So just wanted to
Yes.
ask that clarification.
Yeah, and thank you. I'm glad you said that too. Yes. And the history of it. And back to the slide here. Now, this is a whole nother level of self-care inside your home. And everybody, we have different homes, different environments. But how many of us, and I've been talking about men and women, but I haven't said about a couple who invented one of the inventions that probably every one of us have in our home. Or if you have a public facility or a business, especially, but a security, a home security system. Her name was Marie Britton Brown. She and her husband, he worked at night all the time. And so she was scared a lot in their neighborhood. So they came up with this home security system, and it was the very first one. that had the patent. In fact, I have the patent number on this one in America. Now everybody has a some kind of home security system. And if you don't, you might want to look into it just to feel safe. That's self-care, being feeling safe and healthy. And then in the middle, here in Florida, our temperature gets a little hotter because it's more humid. But thank God for my thermostat that we have that control my air condition all the time. If somebody had to invent the very first one, his name was Frederick McKinley Jones, the very first thermostat in America that got a patent. And now you see they were so impressed with him. Now you see all these refrigerated trucks on the road from Walmart to everybody who's transporting food from the wholesaler to the grocery store. Something has to transport in all those big trucks you see on the freeways. Well, thank God for Frederick McKinley Jones, the thermostat from your home until the trucks that you see on the road. Things we don't even think about, but somebody invented it, all these black men and women. And then to my right, all the way to the right, and it's still being self-help and self-care and being healthy. But I had to put in here Norbert Real, many of you have heard of him, the Sugar King, who invented the process of refining sugar. Not saying that sugar is good for you if you eat it and put it in your body correctly, but it helps us with a lot of things just to sit around eating something that's sweet, sweeten our lives. So don't go overboard on it. But we still have to thank Norbert Realyoo, who invented who's in who they call the Sugar Clean King for inventing sugar. And I know the chef Amin is on here. When you're making all your items and all your food, I'm sure you use healthy sugar sometimes with a lot of things that you make. Okay, and I'm going to move on to the next slide.
Nandu,
Yes.
let's go to him just in case he may want to comment on that, what you said.
Okay, yes.
Brother Amin, you there?
He might be on mute.
Check. Yeah, he is on mute.
Yeah, because I only picked on him because I know he was featured in a local newspaper in LA. He and his brother Fahim, and I'm just trying to get them to send me some of that lamb and stuff that they make there. But this because I saw a little short clip of what he does and his food processing. I'm like, wow, because it's
Thank you,
all again
Shane.
healthy food, organic.
There he is. He unmuted.
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm
Did you?
sorry, I'm at work.
Okay, you had any questions or any thoughts about Norbert Realyoo, the Sugar King, and
Not
refining
really.
sugar?
Not
Okay.
really. Okay.
Okay. Okay,
Thanks.
sorry to put you on the spot because I didn't realize he was at work. Okay, and I'm going to move on a little bit more to health care. It's still about self-care. We already mentioned this, the X-ray, get your X-rays. And we already mentioned the light bulb. Turn on your lights. Get your, you know, so don't blind yourselves, even though you don't see her picture on here. But the cat, a lot of some people, if you don't have it, you may know somebody who has cataracts and your vision. And you'll see her later who invented the device for the cataract surgery. And the next item is shampoo. Something as basic as shampoo. You know, that's cleansing your body, your hair. But the very first shampoo was invented by got the patent was again George Washington Carver got the very first shampoo and dyes from either the soybean, the sweet potato, or the peanut. And now you have all kind of shampoos today, and again soaps, which you saw earlier. In the third frame, you see another picture of cortisone. Now, in this fourth picture, I had to mention, and many of us have it, or you know somebody who has a pacemaker. But how many of us know another a black man invented the pacemaker that is today. That's why we have to take care of ourselves and our bodies as much as we can. And then the toilet paper holder, things you don't even think about. But I guarantee you, everybody has a toilet paper holder in your bathroom. And if you don't, then maybe you'll get one, especially when now that you know it's a black man who invented that. And the next slide is still more household inventions that I have to mention. And it goes a little different, but you made the very first frame. You may not have one in your house, but here in Florida, everybody's supposed to have one, which is a fire extinguisher. I know all public buildings have one. And if you do not have one, I think you get them for free at the fire department, but please get a fire extinguisher in your house because things do happen. But how many of us know it was a black man who invented the very first, got the very first patent on the fire extinguisher here in America? Now, because we're on a Zoom, all of you are on the PC, a personal computer, or your phone, but how many of us know it was Mark Dean, an engineer who worked for IBM, invented the very first personal computer here in America? Yes, he's still living today, but thank God for him for inventing that personal computer. And now the third frame, you may not know what that is, but many of you have heard of him, Benjamin Banneker. The very first clock. It was a wooden clock similar to this one on the screen. He invented the very first clock. Now we got all kind of clocks, digital everything. But we need to thank Benjamin Banneker for inventing the very first clock, a black man. And the list goes on and on and on. And of course, that was the 1700s, but now we got all type of inventions. And I'm still doing the household things, big and small. And I want to start up here in the left-hand corner with George T. Sampson. The dryer, the clothes dryer. I mean, stuff we take for granted. You know how we used to, in Florida when I grew up, we didn't have a dryer. We had to hang up our clothes outside on the line, the clothesline. Which you just got used to doing. But thank God we got this clothes dryer now, and somebody had to invent it. And to the right, you see, and I guarantee y'all got everybody had, I keep saying y'all because you know I'm in Florida. But how many of us know the very first gas stove was invented by a black woman? And that his name is not correct on there, but the very first gas stove in America would got the patent. And it's not just big things, it's little things that we take for granted. And that's why I had to mention this. You see some keys down here? I guarantee everybody has some keys. But how many people know that the very first keychain, something that simple, a keychain that holds your keys, a black woman invented that also? That's about self-care. How many of us lose our keys? All of us probably. But thank God for this black woman who invented this keychain. And of course, I have the thermostat again. So it's all about household appliances, self-care, taking care of our things that's in our lives. And I'm moving a little ahead quicker. The daily living, because it's still about in the house. And growing your I put on here growing your own food because it's about self-care and things get expensive. So we may not always be out here, but we've talked about growing your own food. But how many of us know just in the year 2003, I think it was, Daryl Addison, a black man, an engineer, and a chemist, invented torpedo pots. Torpedo pots are self-watering planters where you can grow your own food. And you know, you might be like me who don't want to, you know, be out there touching worms and things because I don't like doing that kind of stuff. But the torpedo pot and that, yeah, I definitely have one for growing my own food because I'm trying to learn how to do this. And I know Rasha Key said one time that he was trying to grow something. It might be some peppers or something, but why not? And grow your, it'll save you a lot of money. We all have to eat healthier because we all want to live a little longer. Again, it was his name is Daryl Addison, and he invented torpedo pots. And I did put his website up there. And because it's all again about self-care, growing your own food, not depending on whatever this crazy government might do, because we might not even be able to afford to buy things. So grow your own food. Go out there and pick it and get some, get your own food and eat healthier so you can live a lot longer. Now down here in the corner, it was supposed to be okay, that's a big picture of the torpedo pot. And I'm just moving again on my screen. Okay, well, what it was supposed to be a picture. I guess I did a slide. I missed a slide. The hearing aid. Many people have hearing aids, and some people, if you don't have one, I guarantee you know somebody with a hearing aid. But how many of us know that a black man invented the very first hearing aid that we have here in America? The device for the hearing aid is the same device that they use for the microphone. His name is James E. West, who invented the very first hearing aid here in America. And again, if you don't wear one, I guarantee you know somebody in your family or your friends who wears hearing aids today, and they have all kinds of hearing aids, and I think they're pretty expensive. So hopefully, you if you have insurance to cover it. And again, somebody had to invent it. And again, his name is James E. West, who invented the very first hearing aid here in America. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And people have even asked me, well, they say, Linda, you keep talking about inventions, but people don't use these kind of things anymore. These are for the old days. But there are a lot of modern inventions today that people still use. Like, for instance, this one is still about daily living and self-care. The mailbox. How everybody gets mail at your house, whether if your mailbox looks like that or not. But guess what? A black man invented the very first U.S. mailbox. And the ones that you see on the corners, even at public buildings. Again, somebody had invented. And the middle picture you see, the guy going, he's going into the dishwasher. Somebody had invented the dishwasher. Another, it was a black woman. So I mean, it's the list goes on and on and on. Because there's so many inventions. And of course, self-care, the dishwasher just helps you, you know, with time and circumstances, what's going on in your house. Now, some of you probably have dishwashers, and a lot of you just probably, especially if you have children, let them do it. Save yourself some time.
Sister
And
Linda,
down, yes.
let's go to the panel again.
Okay.
That's Brother Mashinda.
And I'm sorry I can't see you.
That's fine.
Okay, hey,
Okay.
Brother Mashinda.
Brother Mashinda is probably listening. Dr. Sharita.
Well, hey, Dr. Sharita. I don't see anybody, but.
Yeah, I guess. Let's get to Professor Rod because Dr. Sharita and Mashinda didn't say anything. Let's
Okay.
go to Professor Rod. Unmute Professor Rod. He's trying to.
Okay, you want me to continue while
I
he's.
got it. I got it. I got it now. Yeah, it's, first of all, I want to say thank you, Linda, for all your research. Malcolm X said history is one of the few sciences that reward our research in. For you to go and dig deep and find out all this information and present it to us is very, very helpful for young people and for old people who want to know. Or where these items that contribute to their health care and their understanding of the geniusy of us as a people. And I just want to commend you on that.
inventions and from heart surgery with William Hale to the red light and stoplight, Morgan, and all those things are very, very critical for us to teach our young people because it inspires them to go into science, math, and to create. And so I
Absolutely.
just think that what you're doing is not only good information from the standpoint of just providing knowledge for those of us that's listening and those that you present this information to, but it's also a motivation for other people to come up with ideas and ways in which to continue great inventions in today. So I just want to compliment you on that and ask you a question. What made you get involved in this?
Because the more I learned about it, the more I want to learn. What made me get involved is because I've always been involved since I was a little girl. I think because my dad used to teach Black history and Black studies. And then I worked at the Apex Museum and they started talking about inventions. I was like, wow. But the more I learned about it, the more I wanted to learn, and I had to share this.
Now, what
Oh, I'm
is
sorry, Professor Ra. I need to
the
also say, because a lot of these inventors are dying, which is a reality, and I got to know a lot of them personally, so I had to commit to doing this because it's our history and it's important to me. Like Dr. Thomas Mensah, who I did not mention, he's the inventor of fiber optics, and that's why you can see pictures on the screen today. And I sat down with him at lunch, and he encouraged me. So people like that, and he just passed on back in 2 years ago. So that's why I do what I do. Just because his legacy will not die, because it's so important that Black history, that we know who we are as a people, and like you said, and to let our children inspire our children. That's like I said, the P in pen is to preserve our true history. That's one reason why I have to do what I do.
Okay. Now,
Yes.
have you, I mean, when you do your research, do you go to, I mean, what methodology do you use? Is it just looking up books or going into conventions, science conventions, and getting the names of people and researching their biographies? Or how do you determine that with a Black person?
Just deep research, because I love researching, and everything you name, I do, and then I take suggestions, because of course I don't know everything, but people call me all the time because they know I love it, learning, and I love sharing, and that's just the kind of person. So everything you said, and then some.
All
And
right.
thank
Well,
you,
thank
for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me about Garrett Morgan. You'll see him in a little bit also.
you. All right, then. I want to thank you again for all your research and your contribution to our history. Thank you.
And you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I can finish, I'm gonna finish up with this same screen, because I have to mention this right here, because we all have a child, a girl in our life, a little girl or young daughter or niece or but every girl and every woman wears sanitary. They have cycles, menstrual cycles. And I know we have a lot of men on here, but you're all connected with a woman or a female somewhere. But it was Mary Kenner, and I have to say her name because she invented the very first sanitary belt. And that's important, because this when girls were and women back years ago were dying because of toxic syndrome when they were wearing tampons. And Mary Kenner had invented this sanitary belt and saved millions of lives. And how this is today, you have all now sanitary pads, not just for women, but now you have men and women wearing continence pads. They have they call them protective underwear and things like that. As we get older, things happen to our bodies. So that's where the beginning The beginning one came with her sanitary pad that Mary Kenner, a nurse, invented. We got the patent on it. So that you see the picture of the lady holding the baby? Well, diapers with the little kids. They have babies have diapers with the pads in them. And somebody had to come up with that very root of the diaper. And like I said, now a lot of men and women are wearing protective underwear and what they call continence briefs also. And if you don't, then maybe you will, but I guarantee you know somebody who will, who has or is wearing them today. But thank God for Mary Kenner for coming up with that whole process and the very first sanitary pad. And in the middle, and I'm glad, Professor Rob, I'm glad you said about children also. This little boy, and you said we're all getting older, with wheelchairs. A lot of us, when I was in a wheelchair after my stroke, I had to sit in a wheelchair. Well, somebody there is now on wheelchair, they have wheelchair climbing if you have to go upstairs with a wheelchair. And not just for adults, but children as well. And you can't really see it, but this little boy has a wheelchair, but he has a wheelchair holder, which holds, let's say you're sitting in your wheelchair and you see that little tray that'll hold your food and your beverage. Well, there was a black woman invented that, but got the patent on it. So the list goes on and on and on. So these inventions, again, are not just for men and women, they're for children, they're for everybody. And when I talk to audiences, especially people who are a different color, that I talk to them, they don't I want them to know the inventions again save lives, not just for people in Florida, but it's people throughout the world. Every invention, again, remember I said the N is for needed, for if you have needed solutions. And everybody use all these inventions from everything I've said, help everybody. That's what black people do. Help everybody. And those of you who want to sit down and just look at TV, I wanted to put up a movie for you about another black inventor that you probably saw this movie. And if you hadn't, please look at it. It's called Something the Lord Has Made, the Something the Lord Made. And his name is Dr. Vivian Thomas. And they made a movie out of him, around him. You can even pull it up on YouTube. This man changed history in the medical industry when he came up, created a device for helping blue babies. And these were Caucasian babies that were dying because they were turning blue because they could not, their heart rate was wrong and they couldn't figure out how to stop connect the heart with their heart beating and everything, and they just turned blue. You know, black people, we don't turn blue, but a lot of the white people did it, and they call it the blue baby syndrome. But it was a black man, Dr. Vivian Thomas. And the reason why I even suggest this movie all the time, if you want to talk about a black man who wasn't even a medical doctor, because he it was racism, and he worked under a white doctor, and he's the person that came up with this device, created it by studying, self-studying. And it's all about what inventors, what they have gone through, what they continue to go through. They could not, a lot of the inventors could not afford these patents. Patents start today about $18,000 to get you a US patent. And so, you know, back then you just didn't have the money, but we still created pretty much everything in America that made America what it is today and all throughout the world. So again, this movie is Something the Lord Made. If you want to look at a good movie about a black inventor that they've put on TV, and now you can get it on Netflix and everywhere. But if you get an opportunity, get your remote out and look at Something the Lord Has Made. Excellent movie.
Excellent, excellent film, excellent.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, again, self-care. And I'm glad that Professor Rye, you brought up I'm glad that you brought up the stoplight, Garrett Morgan. But also I have to mention self-care again. And a lot of us who are driving, take your time, and when you get in your car, and yes, watch the traffic lights and everything like what Garrett Morgan invented. And you're gonna use a GPS. Most of us do. even on our phones. But how many of us know Dr. Gladys West, this woman here in the middle, invented the GPS? She got the highest accolades from the US Navy back in, I think, 2018. And they recognized her. She worked for NASA back then. That's she and her husband both mathematicians. And Professor Rao, you mentioned about the STEM, all the that we created things on the STEM, science, technology, and mathematics. Well, she's a mathematician. And Dr. West right now is 94 years old, still living. And I was honored to interview her. And she looks, just a little bit older, but and I was saying, "Well, Dr. West, how do you look so good?" She said, "Because she doesn't eat that junk that we ate. She grew her own food, grew up on a farm, but she's living today and invented the GPS." And then to the right of it, many of you have different cars now, but some of us still have the automatic. Well, some of my family members still have automatic gear shifts. But how many of us know it was a black man invented this automatic gear shift? And what is called the spark plug. And I just literally learned about the spark. I mean, I knew the information, but I never knew what a spark plug was until Christmas time when my sisters came to get me from Daytona Beach and her spark plug went out. So they had to rent a car. So I was reminding her, "Well, who you think invented the first spark plug? Got their patent for it? Another black man." So yes, we it's used information and technology that we use today. So it's not just old-fashioned stuff, it's stuff that we use today and will continue to use to make our lives better. And it's about self-care. And then also self-care. Give yourself a break sometime. It's not all this technical stuff. Give yourself a break. And I love ice cream. But how many of us know the father of ice cream, a black man? Ice cream, Augustus Jackson is his name. He worked for a US president years ago when he came to America. And that's his picture, was an old picture of him. But somebody had to invent ice cream. And it was back in the 1820. You'll see the date on the screen. But he is known as the father of ice cream. And back then, once they realized that he knew how to put the rock salt in it and made it more commercialized, because he only made it for rich white folks because he was working for a US president. But he figured out a way to make it more commercialized for regular people. And that's what made him so popular. And then he had to sell his shares to another white-owned company, and they made millions from it. And he just, but again, he is the father of ice cream. Is another black man, Augustus Jackson. And I didn't put it on here yet, but it's on the next slide. Potato chips, that's another thing I love. His name is George Crumb, invented the very first potato chip. So self-care is not just about all the medical technology and stuff. Get yourself relaxed sometime and just take a break. Get some ice cream, not too much ice cream and not too many potato chips, but we deserve it because our brothers and sisters invented all this stuff. And my last slide, I just have to mention again Marie Britton Brown and her husband for the home security system and simple stuff like some of us still use with Sarah Boone with the ironing board. And many of us have heard of her with the first ironing board. Now we take our clothes to the cleaners, a lot of us, which Thomas Jennings invented the first dry cleaning process. His picture is not up here, but you can always pull it up or you can look it up in one of my books or my website. And Professor Ra, I told you Garrett Morgan, his name was on here because I know I had you have some people you have to remember and you have to mention him. Every time you're sitting at that stoplight, think of a black man. Garrett Morgan, who also invented the gas mask. Every fire department, every army, or every military, they always had, everybody has that gas mask. But thank God for Garrett Morgan for inventing both of those that are
Linda,
used today. Yes?
excuse me, Linda, we can't see your face. The
Oh.
camera is lower. There you go.
Oh. Okay, there again. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, and again, I have to show you this again. That's Augustus Jackson, the inventor of the ice cream. And those of you who have an adult have adult beverage, the beer. Now, no, he did not invent the beer, but you know those beer taps that I think when you go to bars and places, they pull down the tap to put the beer, so the suds or something. But it was a black man who invented the beer tap also. And especially when I'm talking to children, I always tell them it's an adult refreshment. And so, you know, black people have dabbled into everything because we have made the world what it is. And my last slide, I have to just tell everybody my website, which is called wherewouldwebe.org, wherewouldwebe.org. So go on it, please, and drop me a note, and you'll see some of the things I have is, of course, my books. I have the t-shirts. I even have a board game now, a patent board game of black inventors. You play it just like bingo, but it's called Kumbania. And it's a board game with the inventors on it and the inventions. And it's a lot of fun. It's a fun way for our children and family to learn about black inventors and their history. And I have things like flashcards. And then also I'm working on putting this on the road because I have to keep sharing this information. And that's the Black Inventors Mobile Museum, which it will be debuted in March 21st at a literacy festival here in Florida. And the last thing I'm going to say is, please drop me a line or send me an email so I can send you a survey that you can please respond to me and tell me, you know, about this presentation. What you liked, what you didn't like, what I can do to improve. Because a lot of people, especially Black History, what they call Black History Month, and every time I'm talking to somebody in public, in person, I tell them Black History is 365 days of the year. And I have all kind of audiences, but I love doing it and I have to continue sharing what I know. And as Professor Ra asked me, because God has put all this in my spirit and in my mind, and I have to share what I know because that's just part of my purpose of who I am. And again, my website is wherewouldwebe.org. I even have an ebook also. So I'm learning and growing every day. Oh, and the last thing I have, that's going to be like the Black Inventors Mobile Museum, what I was explaining to you. And I also have, Sister Making It Happen, I know you'll appreciate this. I now have a summer enrichment course for teachers, educators, and I got to tell Jalila about that too, about the course, and then you can do it as a family or your friends, just a course that you can get.
Your target card.
To do what?
Oh, okay. And that's it. Oh, and the last thing, of course, in case I thought about one other thing, we all have cell phones. Some of you are looking at this on a cell phone, but how many of us know there was a black man who invented the gamma rays inside the cell phone? That's why we have cell phones today. And I guarantee if you don't have one, your children or your grandchildren have a cell phone. But we need to thank this a black man about the cell phone because all of us have it, and just be careful with it all the time and don't let them abuse it. Okay, and I think that's all I have for right now.
Okay, Linda, this was excellent. And again, that website
Is
is
where? Oh goodness, my mind just went. Where should we be? Dot org.
where
Hello.
would we be?
Oh, I didn't give you my email address. My email, if you email me your email. And just put in the subject line survey, and I can send you back a survey, a written survey. And my email address is sharingblackinventions.com. I'm sharingblackinventions@gmail.com. That is my email address. If you'll please drop me a line and put survey in the subject line, and then I can send you back a survey so you can give me some, when you had time to think about it and look at your notes that you have written down with your pen. Then you can think about it and ask me any questions or give me some advice, because we can all better our best. And I would love your feedback. And again, where should
Where
yeah.
would we be?
Where would we be dot org?
Where would we be? Dot org. Okay.
Yes, that is the
So I
website.
want to
Yes.
encourage everybody to respond to that survey, please. Where would we be? Dot com. Now, Sister Making It Happen had a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
This was phenomenal. This is like an amazing wealth of information. Again, thank you so much for just all your passion and your effort. I always wonder, we see this image everywhere, and I always wonder who invented this? Was it a black man?
What?
The barcode.
Oh, the barcode. You just gave me some homework to do. And but also, when you mentioned a barcode, of course I got to miss Lisa Gopter, because now we did do all these emojis and everything. But how many of us know it was a black woman, Lisa Gopter, who invented the animated? You know how you put these GIFs on your phone? The animated ones. Just like we just had a new year, and I sent out to everybody Happy New Year. But somebody had to make it happen. So the barcodes, I don't know, but I will be looking at that. But I had to mention Lisa Gopter.
Because we all see them. They're all over the planet. All
Oh,
over.
you're absolutely
Are you
correct.
talking
Yes.
about the emojis?
Yes, the emojis. They're called GIFs. Or
Okay.
they're the ones that move, the animated ones. You got somebody waving or something. Her name is Lisa Gopter. GLOEBTER.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's
Oh, and
excellent.
then I'm looking at you. I'm looking at somebody's screen, and the curtain rod is something very simple, but we all have some curtain rods in our houses, and the doorknob, but we don't think of those things. But somebody had to invent those things. They're little things, but make a big difference. I mean, whoever think about a doorknob
Hey,
or a
Nick,
curtain rod? Yes.
Linda.
Oh, and then all last thing is, all of us are sitting in a chair. How many, the very first folding chair? And some people have lounge chairs, but guess what? Somebody had to invent the folding chair. Yeah. And the Murphy bed at that one also. Those are the beds that pull out of the wall, like you go to these hotels and things. Well, somebody had to invent that, the Murphy bed, and people make big money from it. A
Yes.
black man,
And
yes.
Linda,
Yes.
there's a book called The Nine Black Doctors. I have it. I can't, it's probably in my storage or something. And it talks about an African named Adonis, who was the first person that did inoculations as far as shots and things that he used some type of a tooth to give an inoculation, a shot.
Okay, you
Second,
say Adonis?
Adonis, or something like that.
Adonis, okay.
ED, or
And
yeah.
I'm
But
gonna
get the
definitely,
book.
look that up. I'm
You
definitely gonna look
know,
that up.
then there's William Hale, who did the first open heart surgery.
Oh Lord, you're absolutely right. That's how we got blood banks today. Thank you
No,
for reminding me. You're right.
that was Charles Drew.
Charles Drew, yeah.
He
But I
created
should have mentioned it, but I forgot.
blood transfusion.
Blood
Yes.
transfusion. Yeah, and then we have one of the top brain surgeons today at Cedars-Sinai, who's a black man and a black woman, that created new ways to do surgery on the brain, and people from all over the world go to Cedars-Sinai to get them to provide that surgery.
Yeah,
And
I'm
those
writing everything down.
Dr. Weatherford, who we had on our
Weatherford?
program. Yeah, Rutherford, he was the one that really created a process to save people's feet who had gangrene
Yeah.
from diabetes. And
Okay,
he,
what's his name?
Bill Weatherford.
Okay, I'm writing these things down, and I guarantee you give me homework to do tomorrow.
All right, I'll just
And also, since you just mentioned about the vaccine, and I don't believe in taking vaccines, but it was a black woman. They took this had that. Remember, everybody had that COVID thing going on, and But it was a black woman who invented the vaccine for that. Yes, she did. Even though I'm not encouraging nobody to take no shots, but I'm just telling you, it was a black woman who did that. And then also, Professor Rao, you reminded me today, not just men and women, but there was a young boy, the cancer of soap skin cancer, a black young boy. He was homeschooled by his mom, and he just got a scholarship and got the patent on soap cancer. Was cancer for the for it's a soap for skin cancer. You know, a lot of black people don't have skin cancer, but yes, some do. It was a young black man has done that, gotten that, yes. And then the have a watch for your blood pressure. A young bl little, she's 24 years old, so that's an adolescent, young teen, and she was homeschooled also. And I only mention that because homeschooling is important, just as yes.
I wasn't able to rest.
Excuse me.
Okay, go ahead, Linda.
Oh no, I was just saying. I was thinking. I was piggybacking off of what he was saying. And he was just bringing other things into my mind about the homeschooling and children, especially these children who are young innovators. That's what I should have said. So yeah, we can always teach them, and that's why I use the word E in empowering, because we got to empower our youth, because they're the next generation. That's why I keep doing what I do. And like for instance, Zari, and everybody knows Zari, my granddaughter. Now I got seven grandchildren, but we have a book. Her book is Zari Discovers Current Inventions by African Americans. And because I try to encourage the young people. And whenever I went to speak, I would take her, and she would be my assistant. And so it's not just about teaching adults, but children as well, so they can be innovators. And when I talk to children, I don't tell them about the fiber optics and things. I go to things about the roller coaster, because they get fascinated by things like that. The roller coaster, the first marble, and of course the ice cream and the potato chips. And so, and I love doing what I do, Professor Rod. That's one reason why I do this. When you ask me your question, I love doing this. I just get excited learning more and more and more. And people share with me all the time. They'll send me, they'll call me, Linda, you got, and I get e texts or emails every week about somebody I didn't know about. And I do to start to research further to make sure the patent is there, because I know people always, they challenge me, especially when I deal with people with different colors. And I get them, they just get me more excited.
That's really excellent, Linda. And we will love to have an update, sometime in the near future if you have discovered some more things that you didn't mention this evening. That
Oh,
would
thank
be
you.
excellent.
Oh, and no, since you said that clothes, we all wear clothes. How else many of us know the first sewing machine was by a black man? And then, of course, the brush. Lyda Newman, the first brushy for our women and men's hair. Men use brushes also, and all of us don't have braids in our hair. The brush and comb, and there's so many things, and the list goes on and on and on. And I just have to tell people what God has given, put in my spirit. And
Okay.
everybody, thank you so very much. And any question you can think of later, please email me again at sharingblackinventions, and that's plural, at gmail.com. And I
Thank you.
will email you back. And if you want the survey, and I hope Dr. Sharita's still on here also.
No, she left.
Okay,
And
then I'll
one more
look up.
time on the website. You say where would we be dot
Where,
org or
yes,
com
where,
dot
yes,
com.
where would we be dot org?
Okay, and then the other one was dot com, right?
No, where would we be dot org? And the other one was my email address, sharingblackinventions@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and look up the real McCoy.
Oh my goodness.
That
Oh,
oil thing for trains, yeah.
yeah, absolutely. The lubricant for trains. You are, and that's why the name Real McCoy came from. You're absolutely correct. And I'm sorry, I thought I had a slide on him. But you're absolutely right. The Real McCoy. Yeah. That's why these trains go now. And they connect each other. You're right, absolutely correct.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
Professor
When I
Rock.
was a kid, we used to listen to local radio station KGFJ, I mean KJLH, where they
Well, that's
had,
what Stevie Wonder was in, right?
yeah, and they
KGFJ,
would
no,
break
KGFJ.
in on the music and say something, because that's how I found out about the real McCoy and Charles Drew and the traffic light guy, because they would do that
Right.
with
And you know
little
you got me
people.
started. The first FM radio, a black man. That's how we got FM radio, yes, even though now we have internet. And then you talk about musical instruments, the guitar. You know, some people play the guitar, but how many of us know it was a black man who invented the very first guitar? And I mentioned a microphone already, and his name is James E. West for the very first microphone that we have in America. And now everybody has a microphone, even if you have it on your computer now, or your phones. But somebody had to invent it. Why not a black man? And it's so interesting. The other day, one of my relatives, a distant relative, she told me, "Linda, you can't talk about stuff like that because that's racism." And I mean, I really, this was one of my relatives, one of my cousins, and it just threw me off because she's a, and I just like, okay, I just got to get negativity out of my life. And that, I just block her number. You know, some people they delete out of your life. You can love them from afar. But I
You need
had
to
she.
talk about it, because with all the lies we've been fed all our lives, we need to know the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
No,
correct.
I just called my brother Reggie. He's calling her and talking to her because it was too much for my man.
Okay. Well, listen, we're gonna take our pause, and this has been great information, Linda. I appreciate it. Appreciate everybody that attended this evening, brother. Amen. We would like to get you on as a guest. I see you in there doing an excellent job with
Oh, look
your
at him. He's serious.
preparation.
Oh, he
Okay.
is serious too.
So thank you, sister, making it happen for visiting this evening.
And thank you.
And everybody else that was here. And Professor Rod, do we have anybody for Tuesday?
Yeah, Dr. B. Sunsawa.
Okay. And next Wednesday, we won't have a show, and we'll be back in 2 weeks on Wednesday for the CEN show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you
Because
for
you
doing
got me
this.
excited.
It's
Yeah.
excellent.
And
All right.
Professor, I'm going to look up those people you told me also.
All right. Each
Again,
one
sister, I'm
teach
looking up.
one. In Conscious Corner, everybody continue to have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.